Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Mo, and you are listening to Sex, Love, and Rock and Roll Radio, a weekly podcast dedicated to sex, dating, and relationships that are outside of the box, non-normative, and designed to inspire you to live more authentically and by your own rules. By breaking down myths and looking at social constructs, my goal is to inspire you to have a better, safer, more informed sex, dating, and love life. No rock unturned. Now that is rock and roll.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Genoa.
I'm Mo.
We're
today,
not in this book. We're talking about
naked people.
Naked people. And this is a topic that I think is so important, nudity.
It's helpful for sex.
Not necessary,
but helpful.
Yeah. It's helpful for not just for sex. It's helpful for
bathing,
for sunbathing, if you want to even tan.
It's helpful to be naked in a lot of ways.
Yeah. We're such a clothed society that whenever somebody is naked, we feel a little uncomfortable around it. And I really think that becoming comfortable with yourself, sexually becoming comfortable with your body,
mm-hmm.
Requires you to be nude from time to time.
Yeah.
And okay with it.
I think that's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
Because if
you're
never... I wouldn't call myself a nudist, but
totally kidding, she's not.
I was born without modesty. That's totally different. I've been naked on stage. I've been naked in performances. I wasn't born with modesty. That's the way I say it. I don't get off on being naked. It's not like that. But if you're one of those people who is just kind of never naked, like you, except for in the shower, and you want to grow more comfortable with your body, it would behoove you to spend more time naked. Like, experience the freedom of being home alone and walking around your house naked.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping in the
I
nude.
I really recommend sleeping naked. Not, you don't have to do it every night, and you don't have to do it when it's, you know, zero, sub-zero outside. Do it when you're comfortable, maybe once a week, a couple times a week. Just sleep in the nude and see how it feels.
Yeah.
If you're sleeping with your partner, it's a great
It feels so nice. Your skin is all next to theirs.
And it's so freeing to take that shirt off and to take your panties off and just let yourself be all out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps you become more comfortable with your body. You know?
Right. And basically, at the end of the day, the more comfortable you are with your body, the more comfortable you are with yourself,
mm-hmm.
and the better sex you're going to have. It's better in so many ways in your life, period, but
mm-hmm.
since this is a sex talk, I'm going to say it'll help you have better sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be so dramatic when you are naked with somebody else, because
yeah.
you're not so unused to being naked.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So walk around your apartment or your house naked when no one's around.
Maybe close the blinds if you have neighbors.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're ready to take it a step further, look at yourself in the mirror while you're naked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's a really great exercise to recognize that you look good naked.
I would recommend flattering lighting, though, because there's nothing worse than having harsh lighting on your naked body. It's important. There's nothing worse than, like, changing your clothes in a dressing room with horrible lighting.
Oh, I know.
You know
that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
so
the worst.
So
yeah.
Set up some nice lighting, or do it in lighting like this daytime where it's soft, pretty light.
Yeah.
Because you are soft and pretty, and you deserve the best lighting to make you look your fabulous.
Yeah, and do it often, do it regularly. It doesn't have to be all the time. You don't have to become a nudist and
mm-hmm.
live a nudist lifestyle, but
no.
Incorporating it into your world
yeah.
just a couple times a week or a couple times a month is really probably going to help you feel that much more comfortable with your body.
That's a sex talk.
That's a sex talk.